This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses on awareness to minimize human-wildlife conflict in the context of International Tiger Day today. Lawmakers demand quality in the education sector in the meeting of the House of Representatives today, and Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Joe Biden exchange warnings over Taiwan. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said that the expansion of habitat and increase in the number of prey as a food chain should be considered to reduce the human-wildlife conflict in the wake of increasing number of tigers in Nepal. The stakeholders concerned should pay attention to the alternative measure for the livelihood of people living in the buffer zone along with awareness. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of International Tiger Day today, President Bhandari wished the day inspire all to protect the beautiful animal, tiger. July 29 is observed as International Tiger Day every year. The day is being celebrated this year with a commitment to tiger conservation for a healthy ecosystem. Nepal had vowed to double its tiger population in the International Tiger Day held in St. Petersburg, Russia, a decade back. Nepal became successful in nearly meeting the target of reaching the tiger population of 235 in 2018. With this, Nepal has been internationally applauded. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khatka has said that the government's decision not to advance the U.S. State Partnership Program, SPP, has already been implemented. Giving a special address to the House of Representatives today, Foreign Minister Khatka informed that the government's decision not to advance the U.S. State Partnership, SPP, was sent to the American government through diplomatic channels on July 25th. He also clarified that it took some time as internal consultation was required for the correspondence. Likewise, lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to the need of enhancing education quality by sorting out numerous issues in the related sector. Airing their views in a zero hour of the House of Representatives today, the lawmakers spoke about the need of improving the education sector to achieve development in all sectors. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad and CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal met today to discuss contemporary issues. In the meeting held at Dahal's residence in Kumaltar, the two leaders held a discussion on the recently passed citizenship bill, the date for the upcoming elections, among other contemporary political issues. Leader Dahal, in various public programs, has been saying that the election date would be announced soon. Meanwhile, Minister Khad yesterday held a meeting with CPN Maoist Centre leader Krishna Bahadur Bahara. The Mayor Conference of all metropolitan cities of the country is taking place today in Pokhara. Pokhara Metropolitan City is organizing the event that will see the participation of mayors, deputy mayors and chief administrative officers from all six metropolitan cities across the country. Mayor of Pokhara Metropolitan City, Dhanaraj Acharya, said the two-day Metro Meet Nepal will have discussions on existing laws and needed reforms for the operation of the metropolitan cities, along with experiences shared by the leaders. The event is expected to issue Pokhara Declaration by incorporating recommendations to submit to the authorities concerned. Mayors of Pokhara, Kathmandu, Biratnagar, Bharatpur, Lalitpur and Birganj are scheduled to put their views along with their city's key priorities and challenges on the first day. Likewise, former National Planning Commission Vice Chairman Dr. Jagdish Chandra Pokhrel and infrastructure expert Dr. Surya Raj Acharya would make their separate presentations at the conference. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Likewise, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces tonight. The weather update of the Meteorological Forecasting Division shows that the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 21 degrees Celsius and the maximum of 28.3 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United States and Chinese leader have warned each other over Taiwan during a phone call that lasted for more than 2 hours. U.S. President Joe Biden told his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping that the U.S. strongly opposed any unilateral moves to change the island's status, but he added that the U.S. policy on Taiwan had not changed. Beijing said Mr. Xi had told Mr. Biden to abide by one China policy. Tensions over the issue have increased ahead of rumored plan for U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi to visit Taiwan. China sees Taiwan as a breakaway province that must become a part of the country and has not ruled out the possible use of force to achieve this. However, under the One China policy, Washington does not recognize Taipei diplomatically, but the U.S. does sell weapons to the democratically self-governed island so that it can defend itself. Russia has carried out deadly strikes across Ukraine as Kiev stepped up its efforts to retake the occupied southern Kherson region. Officials said the 5 people were killed and injured when missiles struck the central city of Ropenivsk. The 3 people died in Bakhmut in the east. Near Kiev, 15 people were hurt at a military base. Ukraine's northern and southern regions were also hit. This comes as Ukraine seeks to isolate Russian troops in the country's southern region. A key bridge into the city of Kherson is out of action after Ukrainian forces struck it with long-range rockets supplied by the U.S. However, the Ukrainian military has warned that Moscow is now redeploying its forces from eastern Ukraine to defend the Kherson region. Scientists tallying the economic damage wrought by invasive pests across the world found 2 species are responsible for more harm than any other. The American bullfrog and brown tree snake have collectively caused $16.3 billion in global damage since 1986. In addition to ecological harm, the invasive pair have ruined the farm crops and triggered costly power outages. Researchers hope their findings will encourage more investment to help block invasive species in the future. Writing in scientific reports, the scientists held the brown tree snake as single-handedly responsible for $10.3 billion worth of damage in total, partly by spreading uncontrollably across several Pacific islands. Another species, the common koki frog, was blamed for causing economic damage in a different way. The extremely loud mating song is believed to have triggered a decline in property values in the areas where they have infested. The study's author hope their findings will encourage officials to invest more in pest controls and other biosecurity measures in the future. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses on awareness to minimize human-wildlife conflict in the context of International Tiger Day today. Lawmakers demand quality in the education sector in the meeting of the House of Representatives today, and Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Joe Biden exchange warnings over Taiwan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.